I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Thursday, March 13th. Going back in history, we can thank the ancient Egyptians for dividing one day into 24 hours. Why 24? As a number, it can be divided by eight different numbers, so divisions and fractions are easier. The Greeks refined this system, but it wasn't until trains went rumbling from town to town that time became standardized. Through the 1850s, time was local, using the sun at its highest, due south at noon, to set the local clock. However, as trains increased the speed and distance people could travel, you would have to change your time with each change in town. As an example, the difference from Boston to New York is 8 minutes. Boston's noon is 8 minutes earlier than New York's. Now, try to make a train schedule of arrivals and departures as the time itself changed. Thus, a new system was developed through the 1850s into the 1880s. Standard zones of equal time, one for each hour of each day. Time zones. It wasn't long after that a shift to daylight saving time during the warmer months was proposed. First by New Zealand's George Hudson, who collected insects after his day job, and independently by England's William Willett, who was an avid golfer and didn't like early sunsets. Friday. Just exactly what is time? On Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.